Okay, we are back here at Port Huron as we play basketball today. Bay College taking on Mid-Michigan, and in our player spotlight today is Megan Robinette, the pride of Bark River Harris High School. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing better now than I was last week in Ironwood when you stood me up.
I didn't stood you up.
You didn't?
No.
Well, you were supposed to come say hi on the post-game show, and you didn't show.
I know. My coach forgot to tell me, and then I sat down there and waited for him to tell me, and then it never happened.
It didn't happen, and that is exactly the truth, too. Coach said, oh, I don't know what I was thinking. What was he thinking?
I really don't know.
Well, I guess we'll make up for it today. So, happy birthday.
Thank you.
One day late. What did you get for your birthday yesterday?
I got a computer to do my homework on, and a heated blanket, because that's really what I wanted.
A heated blanket? How does that work?
Like, you just plug it in, and it just warms you up.
So you don't have to worry about, like, water? Like, let's say you're drinking some coffee or something. You gonna electrocute yourself?
No, it's waterproof. So, like, if anything spills on it, just goes right off of it. And it's nice for the bus rides because the bus is cold.
Oh, and it was. How many times did you girls ask for that, and the guys in the back turn up the heat?
Like, 80. It was a lot.
Well, and the computer, is it a really fancy one?
Yeah, it's a Mac.
Oh, geez, that's more than I have. Wow.
Yes.
Is it only to do homework on, or can you play stuff on it too?
Oh, I'm just going to use it for homework. I don't need it for anything else.
All right, that's what the phone is for, right?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. See, I'm starting to learn that. I got that one right there.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't have the flip phone no more.
No, there you go.
Yeah. Okay, so now that we've established that you didn't stand me up in Ironwood, and it was your birthday yesterday, how old are you?
19.
So, again, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay. So, last week, before you didn't stand me up.
Yes.
You got a couple shots to fall, and it had to feel pretty good. It's been a little slow start for you.
Yep, it felt really good.
So, tell me, what's the biggest thing you've noticed about college basketball, you know, compared to high school basketball?
It's a lot faster with the shot clock.
Yeah, I was just going to get to that. So, you know, a lot of times there's an oh crap moment because there's 3 seconds to go and you still have 2 passes to make.
Yep, exactly.
So, what about the coaching here with Coach Rob? What have you learned from him so far?
That it's a lot, he explains a lot that it's a lot different than high school and how much faster it is, but I think it's really helpful that he slows things down for us and lets us get the process and then we speed it up faster.
Yeah. So what about the style of offense here? Very. How would you compare it to what you played in high school?
It's pretty much very similar to high school. Josh Eagle ran almost the exact same thing, so it's kind of an easy process to learn once you know what you're doing.
How about on the defensive side? I know as the season goes on, Rob's going to want you guys to pick it up.
Yeah, defense, we got to start picking it up more and get things cracked down and get moving on it.
Now the team is off to kind of a slow start. You're 4-4. How would you assess the team's first 8 games here?
I think that we're definitely going to pick it up this weekend. We worked really hard in the last few practices and had a day off to get our crap together, I would say.
Well, what was it like going onto the court against that NIAC team? Because you know they're one of the best in the country in JUCO ball.
It was fun. Like, it was fun for the process and because they were a very good team and we just went out there and did our best.
And they move the ball pretty quick, don't they?
Yes, they do.
And they love to shoot.
Yes. Yes, you got to close out quick.
Yeah. So, but you girls, you didn't play too bad that game, actually.
Nope, not at all, really.
Okay, so what do you want to see improve for yourself and for the team, you know, as we go into the next, you know, kind of the middle third of the season here?
I want us all just keep working hard and keep working hard at practices and bring it to the games as hard as we can and keep the energy up.
And for yourself?
For myself, keep my energy up and just keep having fun.
All right, what are you studying here at Bay College?
I'm going into business management.
Okay, what is that?
Hopefully my goal one day is to like own a store or be in charge of a store. So.
And then you won't have to, and then you could tell other people when to go to work instead of.
Right? Yeah, exactly. I could be in charge.
There you go. Okay, but that takes a lot, right? You have a lot of math classes and stuff, accounting?
Yep, but I actually like math, so that's good for me.
That makes one of us.
Yeah, exactly.
I was never very good at that. But one thing I am good at is letting girls give shout-outs to whoever is listening, and I know you're used to doing that with your high school interviews, but go ahead and do it here.
I'll give a shout-out to my mom, my dad, my grandmas, my grandpas, everyone listening, and Josh.
You think the Bark River coaching staff's tuned in?
Yeah, Josh Eagle, I'm sure he is.
All right, maybe I'll have to have him on one of the broadcasts. What do you think?
He would like that.
All right, see, you just volunteered him.
Yep. Yep, that's all right.
Very nice of you. Good job, Megan, and happy birthday again.
Thank you.
Okay, back with more from here in Port Huron after these words. Bay College Radio's Maverick 106.